Dit is SBS Dutch.
Adelaide United announced a strategic partnership with PSV. Why PSV?
Very good question, and thanks for having me on, Pauline. Lovely to meet you. PSV, it was the culmination of a search across Europe over the last 12 months, whereby we've really set out to improve the standards of Adelaide United as an organisation, as a football club in South Australia. So we spent a lot of time travelling around Europe, going visiting different clubs, and PSV just seems like the perfect fit for Adelaide United and what we want to try and do. We're very focused on being the standards of our organisation, and we have a particular focus on like growing youth footballers in South Australia. We've got a good history of doing so, but we just want to improve on that. And when you look at what PSV Eindhoven has done with its youth academy over the last 30, 40, 50 years, I think it's the perfect fit. And they're the leaders in Europe, we think. So,
yeah. So it's a total coincidence that one of the owners of the club, Cor Adriaanse, is from Eindhoven.
It's got absolutely no coincidence whatsoever. So Cor is a lifelong fan of PSV. So as I think we said before the interview when we were just chatting, our search started in the Netherlands and it ended in the Netherlands. And it was a perfect fit. Like I think if you look at Adelaide as a city and you look at Eindhoven as a city, they're both very similar in that they are small cities. They're very proud of their heritage. They're very proud of exactly what they have in difference. So Eindhoven, I think, is very happy not to be Rotterdam and not to be Amsterdam, the same way as, and Adelaide celebrates the fact that it is not one of the major capital cities, and it's very happy with its place. And I think that translates across to both of the football clubs. They've got their very own unique DNA, and they have a very paralleled approach to focusing on developing their youth programs in football. So yes, it wasn't a coincidence, but the parallels were there to make it. It has nothing to do with Cor's fandom.
No. And PSV is on top of the Eredivisie ladder, so great choice.
Yeah, so they're going to, I think it's their 24th or 25th title. So amazing heritage and success domestically, but also it was great to see them back playing in Europe in the Champions League again, and they made it through to the final 16. So a lot we can take from this great organisation.
What will the collaboration look like? Because you mentioned the youth players, it's going to be an important part.
Yeah, so it's a club-wide partnership. So we're interested in improving our standards on and off the pitch. But it starts with everything to do with, obviously, what we're here, our core product, which is football. So the relationship will be improving the standards of how we train our players, how we improve our standards in the way that we train and play, and how we bring a youth player. So we've started a junior development program in Adelaide United this year focused on bringing in under sixes through to under 13s. So PSV is going to help us with making sure that from when boys and girls come into our club, from the age of under six through to the senior team, that we've got continuity, we've got high standards, and we've got world-class knowledge and training facilities.
So young players will also get the opportunity to go to Eindhoven and train there?
Most definitely. So what we'll be doing is in the first instance, starting with this off-season this year, we will be sending a group of our young talent over there to Eindhoven, to their amazing campus, to train with their teams and with their coaching personnel. But that doesn't just stop with our footballers. We'll also be sending some of our coaching staff, so our senior coaches, our youth coaches. But it's the way that the fundamentals that sit around our football department as well. So we'll be sending our data and insights teams to make sure that the analysis that we feed back to our players is useful and it's world class. So, mm-hmm. yeah, So a lot of people heading over there, but also we're going to be having PSV staff and personnel coming out to Adelaide as well.
Oh, great. It also sounds a bit tricky for Adelaide United because, you know, if you send your talents there, then there are some scouts around, they're gone.
Yeah, but I think what we want to do is, like, I think the broader Australian football community and all A-League clubs are very realistic about where we sit in the world pecking order of football. And I think every single club in the A-League is very proud to see its talent go overseas and succeed. So the relationship is not just to feed our talent into PSV, it's to make sure that the standards that we are teaching our youth gets them prepared that when they go off to play in Europe or elsewhere, we've had other players leave to go elsewhere this year, that they actually succeed and they are playing at a standard that ensures that they are ready for European football and that they stay over and have long careers, hopefully in Europe.
Mm. Yeah, because everyone knows there's a big difference in level between A-League and European leagues. How come, do you think, and how can we in Australia close the gap?
Yeah, well, I think it's forging partnerships like we are with PSV Eindhoven. So making sure that the standards that we're training our kids, that they stand up and that they've got their head around what it takes to be successful at the highest ranks. PSV itself doesn't consider itself one of the bigger clubs in Europe. It sounds amazing for us to think of that coming from where we have. But when they compare themselves to a Real Madrid, a Bayern Munich, these like huge organisations, they see themselves as feeding clubs into them as well. So the same way as they're preparing their players for the highest grades of football in Europe, we'd like to think that we're preparing our Australian talent in South Australia the very best as we possibly can to prepare themselves into Europe.
Mm, yeah. And like you said before, it's a two-way partnership. What can PSV learn from Adelaide?
Well, I think like what they're very interested in as well is tapping into, they're always looking further afield outside of their core European constituent markets where they can actually find talent in the past. It's a highly competitive area over there to find new talent. And that we're one of a few clubs that they have now that they're expanding out into Asia and whatnot, Africa, et cetera. What we hope that we're able to open up and provide to PSV is that Australian sporting culture, that high, like I think every athlete that comes out of Australia understands a competitive nature and they've got high sporting standards. So we're looking forward to hosting PSV staff and personnel out here as well.
Yeah. Any chance the team PSV is coming over for a friendly match against the Reds?
We're open to everything at this stage. So PSV came over here for 2 weeks earlier in January this year and conducted an overall independent assessment of the club. And like I said, it's club-wide. So everything is open for discussion at this stage. We'd love to host their teams out here at some stage.
Like, deel, geef je reactie. Volg SBS Dutch op Facebook.